Is a psychologist, and he has done a lot of, I guess you'd say he's done an awful lot of family, marriage counseling, and so forth, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line. And Dr. Sadler, thanks so very much for being with us tonight. How old are you?
Still, I'm in my early 50s, and to anticipate your other question, my wife's a good deal younger.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Now, the when you first got involved in marriage counseling, and looking at what happens with marriages and why they fall apart. You know the story with my marriage.
I absolutely do feel that, and I wanted to say to you that you have to be very proud of yourself.
Well, thank you.
And Maria should be proud of herself that you have done remarkable things. You have to work on your marriage. You cannot give up on it. I have been married a year to Mandy. She's much younger than me. But we have all kinds of interests. My area of knowledge is, and my work for almost 30 years, minus the time I was in college, has been devoted to the field of psychology and how it can help others. It's been a very long career, and I feel like the thing that I'm thinking of for our marriage would be a crowning achievement.
And it also, you were talking about appreciation.
You have to feel appreciated. I'm a good deal older than my wife, but and because of that, I've done a lot of things, and I've been able to provide an awful lot for our life together.
What you're talking about? How did this enter your mind?
Well, there's a very interesting program on television called Sex in the City. Okay, Mr. Henry. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant program because it's written so that women can really relate. It's a very big show with women because it gives women what they want to see. And it tells them what they want to hear. I said to my wife to talk to her girlfriends, the ones who are attractive, and tell them that I want to have a relationship with not only my wife, but I want to have what you would call colloquially a threesome. This is a very forward step. It is a very, very tough thing for a husband to say to his wife, this is something I want, and at the same time, convince her that he still loves her.
Well, that's a tall order to ask a wife. You're asking her to ask one of her friends to be involved with the two of you sexually.
It is, but it takes a very selfless person to understand that if this is something that a man needs who has provided her with a very good life. When I met my wife, she was a waitress over here at the Bennigan's. You know, she was waiting tables. Today she has a country club membership. She has drives her own Mercedes, a convertible Mercedes. She's got a wonderful life. And this show, Sex in the City, showed it. It showed it on the TV. It showed two women and a man. And they wouldn't have had it on the show if it wasn't something that women are interested in.
Well, all right. So what was her response?
Well, her initial response was negative because women will deny a lot of times the very unorthodox emotions that this show, Sex in the City, very clearly shows it. And you have to understand that this is important. Two women and
well, all right, but she must have been put off. You're asking your wife, who's much younger than you, to get another woman to be sexually involved with the two of you.
Well, I sat her down, and you have to do this if you're a husband who loves your wife, if you're a wife who loves your husband. And I said to her, well, I basically told her everything that she knows, that when we met, she was waiting tables over here at Bennigan's, and now she has a country club membership. She drives a beautiful, she drives a candy apple red Mercedes. That's something that gals like. And I said, think of what you've got and think of what you could lose. And so she did apologize to me for saying no to this.
So you want her to ask one of her friends to have a sexual relationship with the two of you, and has she done this?
She has not, and when I bring it up to her, she tells me that her friends aren't interested, and I think that on some level she's lying, because I gave her a photograph of me, Phil. I was in the Mr. America competition. You know this about me, that I lift weights.
Yes. You're a bodybuilder, body sculptor?
bodybuilding is a very big part of my life. I was in Mr. America. It's a very attractive picture. I'm wearing the Speedo that they give you to wear in the competition. So, and I said, here's a picture of me so that these gals can take a look at the goods. The problem that I'm having with a young bride, their heads are filled with romantic notions. And I explained to her how to do this. And
but she's giving you a resistance to this. And this is a young bride who wants to be faithful to you.
Well, but I told her, I said, you are faithful to me. But I've worked 30 years for other people. This is one thing that I want. Talk to your friends and get one of them to come over. And I said, you know, if you don't, then you begin to lose things, Phil. Every marriage loses things. In her case, well, that Mercedes is going to go away. A lot of things.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler joins us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The television show Sex and the City is not on the air any longer, but it has a good deal of content that is very relatable to women. Dr. Sadler, you're speaking with us tonight about your wife, who is much younger than you, and your desire after 30 years of a career to have a one-time sexual relationship with one of her friends. This is not, you want to have the three of you.
Yes, absolutely.
What about your wife's feelings?
In what regard?
Well, what if your wife doesn't want to have sex, doesn't mind the idea of having sex with another, doesn't want to have sex with one of her friends?
Well, no, I'm a psychologist, Phil. You know, that's my métier. That's what I do. I can tell you that a woman is only going to be comfortable having a three-way, if you pardon the way I put that, having a threesome or whatever you want to call it, with a friend of hers. And I know that it's unorthodox. But we live in unorthodox times, and we live in a time right now, Phil, where people give no value to marriage at all. And I work with couples every day.
And you work with couples every day, and you're asking your wife to ask one of her friends to come over to your house and have sex with you. And
but hold on for a minute. I work with couples every day, and I see them struggle. Okay? And so you have to devote yourself to your marriage 100%. My wife, I told her to go ask one of her friends, and they're all at the nail parlor where they are. She could go down there and go, you know, I told her you could literally go from one chair to the next and ask all of them.
This sounds like it's got some very, like, it sounds to me like you need this.
Well, 30 years, Phil, at working very hard for other people. Now I finally want something for myself, and I get pushback from this wife of mine who I picked up. She was walking a floor over at Bennigan. She was, you know, table for two, table for four. She's taking everybody in from, you know, Sunday church, from the Sunday church service, and sitting them in, you know, want the patio, or do you want the inside? You know, that was her life. I'm saying, as a psychologist, Phil, and I want you to remember that I'm a psychologist, and what that means is, I'm a little bit more, not a little bit, I'm a lot more informed on these things. Sex and the City knows what women want, and it was on that show. So I said to my wife, I want to do a three-way with one of you and your friends, and she's given me pushback.
I think it's a very unusual and could be a very hurtful request.
I'm sorry, Phil, I only say it, but can I ask you a question? You're the radio host, right?
Yes.
And I'm the psychologist, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you say that, it doesn't mean anything. When I'm the psychologist, and I'm saying to you that she shouldn't be hurt by that. She should be grateful that she's driving around a candy apple red Mercedes that's registered to me. And this is something wives need to remember.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. We're talking about marriage, how to make it work. The unorthodox ways that some marriages work. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In his case, he has requested, and he feels he's entitled to it after 30 years of his career, that his wife talk one of her friends into joining he and her in bed together. He saw this on an episode of Sex and the City. The show is written specifically for women, and so it should be something that women should not have a problem with. He says, however, his wife's giving him, quote, pushback And in those instances, you have to remind a young wife, you know, she used to be waiting tables at Bennigan's, and she can go back to that. That's what he's saying to his wife. Dr. Jim Sadler with us on marriage. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
I think what you've done is an inspiration. You know, people are so ready to give up on marriage. And I say to everyone that comes to my practice, we are so in a disposable age when it comes to marriage. And, you know, when you have a young wife, as I do, these are different considerations. But I tell my wife, Mandy, you know, let's be clear. You were a waitress. I'm a psychologist. You were a waitress. I'm a psychologist. So she, you know, when I say to her, I want to have, you know, go to three-way with.
All right, did we lose the line there?
I'm here, Phil. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a charity function, so I didn't hear you. When I say to her, I want to have a three-way with one of her friends, and she gives me, you know, a story about it, that's when I have to remind her.
That you're the psychologist and she's the waitress, but we're talking about her feelings.
Well, you keep bringing up her feelings. I'm here primarily to talk about mine. After 30 years of being a psychologist and listening to every sob story when it came to people's lives, this is something that I want.
Okay. Can we take some phone calls?
Absolutely, Phil. I'd love it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler on The Phil Hendry Show. Susan, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have never called into a talk show in my life. Never even heard your show.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a 40-year-old woman. I'm not a young bride. I'm a 40-year-old woman, intelligent, articulate woman who loves Sex and the City.
It's a wonderful show because I think it's written from a very real perspective, you know.
Well, I agree with you, but I think what you're forgetting is, I think in the episodes that you're referring to about threesomes, the main characters don't follow through with threesomes, and there's a very big reason for that.
They don't follow, did you say they don't follow through?
No.
Well, I saw the one episode.
And there's a reason why they don't.
Well, the one episode I saw, there were two women and a guy in bed together.
Well, I guess you didn't see the whole episode because the main characters don't follow through with that.
Well, they got far. They got that
well,
far.
Let me tell you, you seem to think you know so much about women.
I just want to get that far. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, I have to say,
I guess you
keep emphasizing this about your young waitress wife, and I really am. To me, the dynamics in your marriage kind of just scream. And you keep talking about your 30 years of listening to people. That's your choice. That's not her choice. And you seem to think you know so much about women because you're a psychologist, and I'm sorry, but you're just dead wrong. There aren't many women I know that would ever want to have a threesome with their husband. And that certainly are not going to enlist their friends to do so.
Well, not in their 40s,
and you're talking about a strong commitment to marriage, and yet you want to bring an outside person into your marriage. You know, I'm sorry, but it sounds to me like you wanted to buy your wife. And, you know, do you love her and respect her feelings?
Oh, very much so, very much so.
But it doesn't sound to me like you do.
Well, first of all, she's a good deal younger than you. Are you having a problem with that?
No, I'm not having a problem with that. I think you're not respecting her.
My question is, you said you're 40, so you're not menopausal yet, correct?
I think that question is insulting. That really says something to me about your view of women.
Can I ask the doctor so we don't get in an argument? Why would you ask her that?
I want to know if what she is saying to me is coming from an organic place, or if there is some hormonal or biochemical reasons for her hostility to me, because she's saying I'm buying my wife. I would never think to buy my wife.
Well,
you keep bringing up over and over again how she's driving a red Mercedes, and therefore that's supposed to mean she's supposed to do what you want in bed, which means enlisting another woman into your marriage.
Well,
I don't see how you don't see that as you know.
Well, every man does that.
Doesn't do that.
Well, the ones who can afford it. Not every man can afford to buy his wife a Mercedes, you're right. But when you do make the gesture, when you step outside of yourself long enough to buy her not just the red Mercedes, candy apple red Mercedes, which just, you don't know how dangerous it is to drive a car like that. I'll tell you why. The psychodynamics of driving around a red, it begs for a sniper bullet. Honest to God, Phil.
What do you mean a sniper bullet?
Believe it or not, the work that I've done with Dr. Grimsby at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, you drive around a red sports car with the top down, anybody sitting up in a billboard, sitting on the catwalk in a billboard with a sniper rifle.
Okay, forget it, man. We're talking about...
I really don't know what to say to that. I feel like I'm just going to get off.
Well, what kind of a car do you drive? That's all I'm asking.
I don't think that's neither here nor there.
Well,
car I drive and the kind of car, I guess, is the way you would put it, my husband provides for me, is no way any kind
of reflection of his
depth and complexity and his love for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
get off that subject. I'm sure that if your husband could afford it, he'd buy you a Mercedes. I'm simply saying that after 30 years of listening, not to people like you, you're a nice lady, but to people... Why can't I have this, you see? And my wife's 19. It's never going to be better than right now because she's only going to get older.
Well, I have one thing to say,
wow.
And that's it. You say,
wow.
Why can't I have this? Because you are in a marriage with a woman, and this is a deeply personal, intimate act.
I understand.
And if she chooses not to do that with another woman, that's why you can't have that. And I guess if you can't understand that, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I think it's interesting because every woman that I've ever known will come out with the story when they were in college this, when they're, you know, their roommate this. You know, every woman, and now when you get married and you say, well, how about, you know, and no, I don't want to do that.
What are you talking about, every woman in college?
It's your wife you're talking about.
Women, every woman.
Not every woman. So
well,
I feel like I need to say goodbye.
They have their roommates and they're, you know, playing with each other.
Okay, Susan, thank you.
But Susan, I want to just leave you with one thought. Just don't buy a red sports car. I don't.
What is that, man? What is that?
That is some work that I've done.
Don't buy a red sports car. All right, Susan, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good night.
Don't
Bye-bye.
Buy a red convertible is what I'm trying to say. See, that lady sounded very prudish. And
Well, that's an insulting word.
No, but I got to add.
That's an insulting word. The lady was coming from a place where she has a different take on marriage, perhaps.
Are you the one that almost just got a divorce? Excuse me, maybe I'm missing something?
Yeah, I am, but you're the one who's already been divorced.
So I have the experience. And on top of that, I went to school, and I'm a psychologist. Okay? Now, running around town in a candy apple red Mercedes, you are begging for somebody to take you out.
That's work you've done.
Those are studies I've done, yes.
All right, 1-800-449... Okay, we'll get to our other calls here. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us here from his home. I don't even know where the good doctor is talking to us tonight. Oh, he's at a charity function, I think, over in Studio City. We're talking about marriage and how it is that we can make these marriages survive in a time where it's so disposable.
A lot of people don't adhere to Jung, but Jung believed that man's symbols are common throughout the world and that we share so much more than what makes us different. So I've tried to explain this to my wife. She's very young. She doesn't get it. She's 19, and she was waiting tables over at Bennigan's. You know, you have to understand.
All right, I know what she was doing, but you make it sound like...
Well, look at Phil. When the toughest thing you've ever had to master in your life is, you know, what are today's grilled cheese? You know, you can get a grilled cheese or something. I don't know. I used to go over to Bennigan's because I loved the grilled cheese, and that's how I met her.
All right. You want to have a threesome with your wife and one of her friends. Is this Jungian?
Is it Jungian? That's a good question. I think it does speak to the synchronistic relationship that we all share. My wife gives me pushback. She doesn't want to do it. I told her, I'll take my time. I'm not in any big hurry, but, you know, I'm not going to live forever either. But I really want her to ask one of her, this one friend of hers that is pretty, you know, pretty put together. And but I told her, I said, look, I'm a doctor of psychology. So how come she argues with me? See, same with you.
Well, I'm not arguing with you, Doctor. I'm asking questions.
I understand that, but a lot of it sounds like you're arguing with me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Celeste, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Celeste.
Yes, Celeste, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have actually never called before either, but I am so just baffled by this doctor's comments that I just had to call. Number one, I just
How old are you, Celeste?
How old am I?
Yes,
I am 39, and I'll tell you what,
you
doctor.
You sound like a very intelligent woman and a woman full of a lot of life, too.
Thank you. I am, and I do drive a candy apple red convertible Ford Mustang, and I don't believe I'm ripe for a sniper's bullet. But
I'm saying it's a symbol. You know, we were just speaking of Jung, and if you're familiar with Jung, everything is a symbol. The wedding ring you may wear, or the way you wear your hair, the car you drive.
Does that wedding ring that you wear symbolize, Doctor? What, does it mean that you have a commitment to your wife?
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to love and honor
absolutely.
And cherish and respect her?
Absolutely.
Then why are you speaking so condescendingly about her? She was just a waitress. What's wrong with being a waitress? If that's
her
chosen profession.
There's nothing wrong with being a waitress. But
okay,
compared
so you make
to
more
me,
money and you can buy her expensive gifts, so she should give in to you sexually or whatever you desire?
Well, what I'm saying is this. If she's married to me and she likes driving around her, okay, so you don't think it invites a sniper bullet. All right.
Wait. So you're saying, so if she wants that car, there's strings attached. She has to do what you want sexually in order to have that car?
No, I think marriage is a negotiation. I give you this, you give me that. I give you this. Don't you think that's what marriage is? And so she gets to drive around a candy apple red Mercedes that's begging for a sniper's bullet. And
can we stop that?
What?
Can we not say, you don't know that that's true.
Well, it's a theory.
I know it's a theory.
Well, why did you buy her that car if that's what you believe? Why did you buy her that car if that's what you believe? You wanted
because,
to get rid of the sniper's bullet?
You want to know why? Because that's what she wanted. And then when I turn around and I say, could you get
okay,
one of your
so
friends
giving,
over here?
Giving
guess what? I don't
strings.
Get it. I beg
giving
pardon?
Comes with strings is what you're saying. You're not just giving to her. That's not giving. That's not love.
Well, I gave to her because she wanted it.
Okay, then why does there have to be strings attached? Why can't you be happy in the
well,
fact
I
that
think
you've made
that
her
if she's going to put me through the worry of wondering whether my wife is going to turn into a John Kennedy when she's out on the freeway.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear any more about sniper's bullets. It's bugging me, and I don't think it's cool to be rapping to the audience with this stuff. Let's stick with marriage.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
But the lady said to me, my wife is driving around with a top down, and some Lee Harvey Oswald is sitting up in a billboard.
What are you talking about, man?
And you're a psychologist. You help other people?
I've helped a great many people, Celeste. Yes, I have. Look.
It's absolutely twisted the way you think. It's absolutely twisted, and I cannot believe that you give advice to other people on how to relate to others.
Did you ever watch the show Sex at the City?
Actually, no, I have never.
Okay.
I have never watched
it's
that show.
It's a wonderful program. It's written from a woman's point of view. It's written and very popular with women because it addresses...
What's it got to do with your marriage?
Because in it, this guy had a three-way. Okay? Now...
This guy had a three-way.
What?
Well, the way you're putting it...
Okay, regardless of what anybody else did, what has this got to do with you and your wife? Did you not make a commitment to be faithful to her?
Of course I did, and I am
And does
faithful.
That include... Well, if you have another woman in your bed, is that being faithful to your wife?
If she signs off on it, yeah.
If she signs off on it.
Look, I assume that she goes out...
She's not agreeing to it, and somehow you're trying to pressure her
right
into it.
Right now she's thinking
she
about it.
She owes it to you because you got her car.
Well, okay, what's more important? Membership? You know, we live in North Ranch Country Club. Are you familiar with where that is?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't impress me a bit.
Well, it impresses her. You see what I'm saying?
That's the bottom line. Relationship.
That's the bottom line.
You want her to be attracted to your money and therefore bend to your whim.
Not really.
You don't have a true relationship based on respect and honoring each other.
I've been in two Mr. America competitions, so I'm very ripped.
Big deal. What does that got to do? Wait,
well, I don't believe any of this.
Look.
Who cares about what your America or
gotta
that you're
ripped? Celeste, you got to watch your language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Nobody cares.
Ma'am.
You know what? You're going to sag just like anybody else.
Well,
you're not going to be like that forever.
So you basically said, no one cares about your looks or your money. Are you kidding me? Or what? Are you kidding me?
Is that all you have to offer her? Is that how you went with a 19-year-old? Because that's all you have to offer her?
I can't even believe this woman, Mr. Henry. Women...
Well, look it. Women are built a little different from us, man. Money and looks means a lot to us. Doesn't mean that much to... Well, I shouldn't say it doesn't mean that much, but...
Yeah, you bet your bottom dollar it doesn't mean... Women love power, and they love money. And I will say this to you, Celeste, as much as you, as much as you've insulted me, you sound so gorgeous and so intelligent. You must make a man very happy in your life. Tell me you do, don't you?
You know, You sound so gorgeous. Don't try to psychoanalyze me. You're the one that's on
you
the
sound
like, problems in your marriage.
Can I tell you something? You sound like
you can't get your wife to do what you want her to do.
You sound like sex on wheels. That's what you sound like to me. And
well,
I think you're going to make... You're going to make a man very happy.
But it's not my sex life we're discussing. It's yours. You're the one that put it out there.
But that candy apple red Mustang you're driving around.
You turn it around because you can't deal with your own problems.
I'm fine.
And you're trying to treat other people.
I wanted to get my wife. Wait a minute. Now I just detected something. Are you African American?
No, I am not. And why would it matter? Here you go. See, you keep putting it back. Wait, wait, whoa, whoa.
No, no.
You keep turning it around.
No, that's good. I'm glad. I was
asking them
frightened.
About their life and their sex life.
What do you mean that's
you're
good?
You're not facing your own issues.
No, because she, I was very attracted to this woman. I'm saying this very honestly. But then I thought she said she might be black, and that kind of changed it, but she's not.
So, what are you
prejudiced as well.
Well, you're finding all kinds of things wrong with me, aren't you?
Well, you know what? Why don't you look at you? I mean, maybe the reason you're a psychologist is because you spend so much time analyzing everybody else's problems while your own life is so messed up.
My life is wonderful. I'm about to have a three-way.
No, you're not, because your wife doesn't want it, but you won't hear that because it's not the answer you want.
Are you a movie star? I swear to God, you sound like one.
What is
it with you, man?
There you go again. Put it back on me because you don't want to deal with yourself. You have more problems than I would bet you have more problems than 90% of your patients.
Boy, that hurts. It does. You know, I'm telling you, it hurts.
Face a little reality.
And I would tell you this much.
Why do you keep turning it around?
As much as I care for you, please get rid of that.
You don't even know me. You hear my voice on the phone. You try to turn it around and make me feel guilty.
I'm aroused. I'm aroused.
I'm entitled to my opinions, and I do not feel guilty, and you can use this as much as I care.
But I want to tell you something right now.
You don't know me to care about me.
I'm very aroused.
All right, that's it, man. Celeste, thank you.
Oh, so you're going to hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, Celeste, thank you very much.
Oh, God.
You put that cat... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Is line 2 going to go on the air? Line 2, is it going on the air? Okay, it's not on hold. I do not have it on hold in here. I just want to let my screener know. Dr. Sadler, are you there?
I'm here, Phil. I'm ready to go on the air when you are.
All right. Let me go over here to Patty. Hi, Patty. You're on the Phil Henry Show?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Is Dr. Sadler's wife listening to this show?
Could you say that again, please?
Is your wife listening to the show?
I probably not, because she, I pretty much expect her to be in bed when I'm not at home. I expect her to be in bed a little earlier than this.
Uh-huh. Well...
Expect her to be in bed. She's a 19, 20-year-old woman.
Right. Do you mean that she usually is in bed if you're not there?
What's that?
At this time of night.
If I'm reading your phone call correctly, and forgive me if I'm not, please forgive, are you offering to be a part of this threesome? Because you're asking me about my wife being in bed?
No. That's not it at all. I just had some advice for her that I wanted her to get, and I was wondering
if she's listening to the show. Right, I can call her and find out if she's listening to the show. I'm at a charity function right now that there's a lot of very important people here in the Canal Valley, and I generally don't want to bring her to these because she's very young and she'll drink and, you know, throw up on someone. Who knows what she's going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so.
you must be embarrassed about her or something.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not at all.
You don't want to take her to your big charity function?
Well, I'd rather have her here than a lot of women. But anyway, can I help you with something, Mr. Henry? Does she have a point?
I'm sure she does. Patty?
Yes?
Is that it?
I'm sorry?
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, I did.
Okay, could you say that?
I really wanted to say to her if she was listening, but...
Well, excuse me, Patty, for what's your language, doctor?
What did I say?
You said Jesus H.
Well, I'm waiting for this... The old lady to get to...
What do you mean, the old lady? This is one of my callers.
Do I sound like an old lady?
Oh, Jesus. Now
well,
I'm
not. I'm not an
old
lady.
Would you please just tell me what it is you wanted to say, ma'am?
Okay. What I wanted to say was, your wife, the 19-year-old girl that's a waitress, was a waitress at Bennigan's, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with, she needs to
Well, it's
to
better
say,
than Waffle House. That's a joke. That's
and she doesn't, that's nothing to be ashamed of either. And
okay.
What she needs to do, what
Waffle
this girl
houses.
Needs to do, and what I would like to tell her is she needs to take the candy apple red Mercedes convertible and run it up your, you know what, where the sun doesn't shine. That's what she needs to do.
And you took 5 minutes of my life to get to that gym?
Yeah.
Wow. I
it
thought you had something pretty. I thought you had something pretty good. Here's one for you. And the wheels on the bus go round and round, and the wheels on the bus go round.
And where? Just by the way, I'm
what?
Very curious
what in
too.
The...
Yeah.
Where do you? Where? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I just
wanted
to make
all,
sure because
it?
I sure didn't want to had you for a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
You didn't
or
want
any
to
of my family
me?
Either.
You didn't want to have me. What did you say? What tense was that? Pat
I
blooper?
Did not want to have had you as a psychologist treating me or any of my family.
Well, the good news there, Patty, is you probably couldn't afford me.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. I probably couldn't afford you, and that's why you're such an a-hole, because you are.
I don't know that word. I don't know what an a-hole is.
You
a-hole.
Don't?
You, no, she didn't say a-hole. She said a-o.
No, I said a-hole.
A-hole?
Yes. Ho.
Is that like Westwood Ho?
No, ho, like H-O-L-E.
Ho? Like yes. What the black kids call chicks?
Hole, man!
Can you spell? Did your psychiatrist education teach you how to spell?
Spell? Well, ma'am, we took bigger words than a-hole.
Jesus.
You think that's a big word? Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Was that on your spelling bee when you were...
Okay, get out of here. Patty, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, what a rude...
I mean, what could I expect?
No,
I
she
mean,
says that a-hole was on the spelling bee when she was a kid.
No, she didn't say that. What?
I demand you ask her.
Ask her what?
Was it on the spelling...
Patty, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you have a-hole on a spelling bee when you were a kid?
No, I
Oh, she
didn't.
Had to think about it, see? That proves my point.
I certainly didn't because...
All right, okay.
I don't think I was ever in a spelling bee.
Thank you, hon, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Two things. Don't worry about driving a candy apple red convertible. It doesn't invite... You know what? I don't even want to repeat that stuff. It just absolutely...
Mr. Henry, I've worked 30 years as a psychologist, and
you're a freak.
How dare you?
Freaking crybaby. Listen, the guy starts to snivel. And I apologize for the insanity of my guest, Dr. Jim Sadler. However, Dr. Sadler is in the Yellow Pages for all of your marriage and family counseling needs.